This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Ruchim Abam. Today's shir is dedicated by Rabbi Gordon Halevi Zitzaltz in honor of his brother-in-law, Yaakov Shmuel ben Yitzchak Isaac. Shamash have an aliyah, Shavimel Tzioch of his whole family, Abi Eskel Tzedek. We're going to begin with an amazing question. Parshas Vayira begins with a very elaborate description of the chesed of Avraham Avinu, the achnasas orchim of Avraham Avinu. The Chavetz Chaim, in one of his important svarim called Avas Chesed, says the Torah speaks at length about the chesed of Avraham Avinu to show us how important chesed is. And Masay Avay Simon Labanim. So here's the $1 million question that's not on your sheet. The sheet was just like a decoy in the beginning. The question is, Avraham Avinu didn't do anything, and therefore he should not be rewarded. Why? Because he wasn't a Kaima Mitzvah. Why? Because Chesed, it's Ben Adam Lamakom, Ben Adam Lachaveray. Ben Adam Lachaveray. Okay, it's Ben Adam Lachaveray. What if you give tzedakah to a con artist? You get a mitzvah, you don't get a mitzvah? No, you don't get a mitzvah. Do you get anything? No, you didn't do anything. You didn't do anything. Imagine if you went to visit someone on Shabbos and the guy is going, you know, and he has thermometer in his mouth, not that you're allowed. It's a shiloh whether you could take, it's a mid temperature, unless they have high temperature. And the guy looks as a chol masukan, and you go to visit the guy. And then after, somebody says, where did you go? I said, I was mevaker chayla. Who? Beryl. Beryl? Beryl I just saw him. He gave the daf yomi this morning. What? He's a faker. He likes to make believe he's sick, but he wasn't sick. Do you get a mitzvah for visiting him? No. The mitzvah is visiting sick. He wasn't sick. You thought he was sick? Okay. You're a shaita. That's on you. He tricked you. You don't get a mitzvah. In fact, the Yirmiyah HaNavi cursed the people of Anasois. The Yirmiyah said the following pasuk: Yiyu mochsholim lefanecha be'eis apecha aseh bahem. They should stumble before you. Do to them at a time of anger. Says Gemara Baba Kama, Yirmiyah was mekalel the anshe anasois, that even when they give tzedakah, it should be to anoshim she'ena mehuganim. This way they don't get schar. So if you give money to a con artist, you get no reward. How much reward do you get? You think I'm exaggerating. You're thinking you get a little reward. Let me be clear. You get no reward. You get no reward. Why? Because the mitzvah is to benefit someone. This guy's not an ani. So that means if you're mechavein to benefit someone and he turned out to be a phony, you don't get the mitzvah. Now, the question is, but why don't I get the mitzvah? Because chishev lasa is mitzvah v'nenas mala alav kilasa. I wanted to do a mitzvah, and I didn't know the guy was a con artist. He did a good job making believe he was an ani. So why don't I get schar? Because I wanted to do the mitzvah. So it's we've said this many times over the years. The Noi Yehuda writes this in the Avas Tzion, that the mitzvah of tzedakah is the act of putting your hand in your wallet and going like this to the ani. Let me ask you a question. What's the mitzvah of tzedakah? The act? Putting your hand in your wallet, removing the dollar bill and handing it? No, the mitzvah is not the ma'isa. The mitzvah is the result. The result being an ani benefited from my benevolence. But therefore, says the Noi de Behuda, does tzedakah need kavana? If mitzvah is trichas kavana, tzedakah does not need kavana. Why? When the mitzvah is the act, you need to think, I'm doing this act l'shem mitzvah. When the mitzvah is the result, nobody cares what you're thinking. What your thoughts are irrelevant. The mitzvah is not the act. The mitzvah is the result from your act. You don't need kavana when you give tzedakah, the Noi de Behuda says. Do you make a bracha when you give tzedakah? That indicates you don't need kavana. In that case, says the Noi de Behuda, just like kavana is not needed because the ikar is the result, well, when the ikar is the result, you better have achieved the result. And if you didn't achieve the result, you don't get the mitzvah. Therefore, the halacha is, if you give tzedakah to a phony cause, you don't get a mitzvah. And therefore, it is a person's due, they have to do their due diligence to make sure you're giving tzedakah to the right place. Therefore, I saw last night from the Sefer Chavetz HaSharon that why was Avraham rewarded for doing Hachnasas Orchim? He basically hosted a bunch of con artists. They're very good malachim. They're chashuv malachim. Michael, Gavriel, Rafael, who else? Gavriel, Michael, and Rafael. They're good malachim, yeah? But the one thing they don't need is they don't need tongue, and they don't need water. In fact, it could be they didn't even eat it. According to one medrash, they didn't eat the food. According to another medrash, Hashem changed the nature and they ate the food. But for sure, they did not need hospitality. So if they didn't need hospitality, why was Avram Avinu rewarded for the hospitality? So you say, who says he was rewarded? The medrash says, in the merit that Avram brought them water, we were zaychet to the be'er. And the merit that he gave them bread, we were zechut to the man. And the merit that he said, rest under the tree, we were zechut to Anani HaKavod. Why was Avraham rewarded for doing nothing? It's a good question. It's a very good question. It's an impossible question. What are you going to do with this one? You don't get reward for good intentions when it comes to charity. Actually, you know, Rav Nachman of Breslov would say that in upstairs, there's a big meat locker. You know, people say, but I have a good heart. I have a good Jewish heart. So Rav Nachman would say, upstairs, there's a big meat freezer of all the good Jewish hearts. And they take the heart and they slab it onto a hook and they put in a freezer for all the people. Meaning, basically, it's not good enough to have a good heart. You gotta do the act. If you don't do the act, then it's basically not that valuable. Now, there are mitzvahs that if you intend to do it and you can't do it, it's like you did it. That's when the mitzvah is the act and not the result. But when the mitzvah is the result, then it's really irrelevant what you wanted to do. Okay, that's the question of the Chavetz HaSharon. Okay, now I'm going to tell you my question that you have on the sheet. This is in an unpublished manuscript. It doesn't even have a name yet. This is what we did Friday night 4 years ago. Penine Magadorke. That's like the itinerant name. To come up with a better name. I have a few possibilities. Maybe V'yidgu L'Roiv. I have another possible name. Okay, here's the question. Avraham Avinu, it's on the third day of his Mila. And he's sitting there in the heat of the day. Actually, yesterday, last night, I saw that why didn't Avraham Avinu know that there were angels? Because the difference between a man and an angel is people have shade and angels don't have shadow. You know, human beings have shadow. Let me check. Yeah, most of you. Dr. Fuchs, I'm not sure if he has a shadow. I don't know. But you might be a malach. I don't know. But you're in the shade. That's the reason why I can't. But, yeah, Yaakov, you're already at. Yeah, okay, yeah. If you have a shadow, you're a human being. If you don't have a shadow, you're an angel. So why couldn't Avraham Avinu detect from the shadow or lack thereof that they were malachim? They didn't have a shadow. So last night...
Malachim were back and forth in Avram's house. That's how Hagar was in the frame when she saw the malach. She right. was used to seeing malachim.
Right, and they did...
It's a stronger kasha. I'm saying...
And they didn't have... Right, he knew Malachim. And he saw that, he knew they didn't have shadows. So these guys, L'chaira, didn't have shadows. Now, if you say, according to the Medrash, they ate, maybe Hashem made a miracle that these angels had shadows. So one of the Mefarshim say, that's why it was Kachayim Hayam, it was midday. Midday, there's no shadow. Because the sun is directly overhead. You only have a shadow when it's... Okay. And Avraham Avinu, it's on the third day of his Mila, and... He was mitzta'er. Why was he mitzta'er? He was mitzta'er that there were no guests coming. So Hashem took because it was such a hot day, so nobody could venture out. So Hashem created malachim in the guise of people. Okay, I would say, you know, b'demos anosha means not just in the clothing. They had like artificial AI. They had AI shadows, you know. So okay. So the question is like this. Avram Avinu, he's Makayim Kol HaTorah Kula before it's given. Okay? So what did Avram Avinu do in his free time? I want to know. He was watching the highlights of the World Series. What did Chas V'Shalom, what did Avram Avinu, Mazel Tov, by the way, right? What did Avram Avinu do? What did Avram Avinu do in his free time? He learned Torah. Avram Avinu was learning in all his free time. Now, he kept Erev Tavshilin. He kept all the mitzvahs. So obviously, in all of his free time, he was learning Torah. In fact, Chazal say he was Zakein for Yoishev b'Yeshiva. So I have a question. Do you think Reb Chaim Kanievsky, in middle of his learning, he's thinking, oh, I feel so bad that nobody's harassing me and that I have nobody to do chesed to? I wonder, when Reb Chaim is doing his chayvos, is he thinking, oh, I wish somebody would come and interrupt my learning so I could do chesed to them? What's the halacha if you're in the middle of learning and somebody says, help me, I have a flat tire? Do you stop learning to help them? Only if no one else could help them. Are you allowed to help somebody if you're in the middle of learning, if someone else could help them? You're not allowed to. Why? Because Talmud Torah is a greater mitzvah than even chesed. So would anybody be mitzta'er? If somebody was in the middle of learning, would they be mitzta'er? Oh, I wish I could go interrupt my learning to help someone. I don't think so. That sounds very unusual. That would sound wrong to me. Right, imagine you have a yeshiva bachar, he's learning afternoon seder, and the mashgiach comes over. What are you so anxious? What are you so upset about? I'm so upset that nobody asked me to help them so I could leave yeshiva and help them. The mashgiach would have a long talk with this. No, the ikar mitzvah is Talmud Torah. You do chesed if it's e'afshar al yidei achirim. I don't think you're supposed to be mitzta'er while you're learning I wish I could help people. If something comes up, of course you should help them. Why was Avram Avinu mitzta'er that there were no archim coming? He should have been happy and more time to learn. Good question? Don't humor me. If you don't think it's a good question, tell me. It's such a good question. The Sefer Avos Chesed says that Avram Avinu, he even asks that, you know, it seems that Avram Avinu was punished, that those things that he did through a shliach, Hashem rewarded Klal Yisrael through a shliach. So the Avos Chesed asks, what do you mean? Why was he punished? Why did Hashem say, oh, you did this chesed through a shliach, I'll only benefit Klal Yisrael through a shliach? But if Avram Avinu could have done it through a shliach, he was required to do it through a shliach, the Chafetz Chaim asks, since he was in the middle of learning. So it was better that he did it through a shliach.
Who else was there at that time?
There was nobody. But there was also no guests. So since there are no guests, why was he sitting there? I wish people would come along so I should do chesed too.
In that situation, there must be some sort of chayach that you don't get from. In other words, why is it a chayach? Only in that situation.
That what?
Only in the situation when there's no one available, you can enjoy him so the chayach.
Why?
Why?
Because
that is more important at that time.
Now that's a question, what the lamdas is. The Taz says, no, it's not more important at that time. You would have been better off, you know, the way the Taz says it is, that if you're in the middle of learning and a chesed comes up that no one else could do, you would have been better off had you not encountered that chesed. But what could you do? Since the purpose of learning is to perform the mitzvahs, it would be incongruous to continue learning, but you would have been better off not having encountered that situation. Others say, no, if that situation came up, then under the circumstances, this is better. But I don't think anybody would say that while you're learning, you should be mitzta'er, that you wish someone would come interrupt you so you could do chesed to them. So, there are two approaches. One will help us answer the Chavetz Hasharon's question, and one will not. The first answer will not help us. The first answer to our question of why Avram was mitzta'er is that he wasn't only mitzta'er that he couldn't do chesed to guess. Avram Avinu's chesed was on a completely different level. Why? Because it wasn't just chesed. When Avram Avinu would host guests, he would tell them, okay, here's the food, make a bracha. You know, you're hungry, make a bracha. Make a bracha for what? To who? To the one who's giving you the food. So they would say, Abraham, you're giving us the food. No, Avram would say, no, the one who created me and the one who created the world, he's giving you the food. So Avram Avinu's chesed was not only hachnasas archim, it was also to be machnas people tachas kamfei ashchina. Therefore, his chesed was begeder harbat says Torah. Who says this? The Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim, in a different context, says that the chesed of Avram Avinu was begeder harbat says Torah. Therefore, all of the acts of Avram Avinu were begeder harbat says Torah. By him getting the water, it wasn't just chesed, it was harbat says Torah. By him telling Sarah, bake the bread, it was harbat says Torah. Now, and therefore, the Chafetz Chaim says, Avram Avinu was punished by doing it, what he did, through a shliach, because it's not just doing, doing chesed through a shliach, it's doing harbatzas Torah through a shliach. It would come out then that harbatzas Torah to others is greater than Talmud Torah. The meaning, in other words, the reason why Avraham Avinu was mitztayer, the reason why he was distressed that he had no guests, is because now he's only learning Torah himself. He wished he could have been disseminating it to others, which means that harbatzas Torah is so much greater than learning Torah, that while you're learning, it would be, we could learn from Avraham Avinu, if you don't have the opportunity to be marbitz Torah, you should be distressed that you're only learning and you're not in a position to be spreading it. That's what it would come out from Avraham Avinu. The Marsha writes that teaching Torah is the highest level of Limud HaTorah. So we would learn out from Avraham Avinu, the advantage of Harbatzas Torah over learning is so chashuv that even Be'emtza HaLimud, Avraham Avinu says, you know, it's very nice, I'm sitting here learning and nobody's bothering me, but I wish somebody would bother me. Why? Not to do chesed, for the opportunity to disseminate it further. Now, that's one approach, and I think it's definitely a true approach. The Chafetz Chaim himself writes in Avas Chesed that the hachnasas archim of Avraham Avinu was different because he spread the name of HaKadosh Baruch to the world, and therefore all of his activities were together. Harbatzas Torah. I'm just going to veer off for a second and tell you a very interesting question. You know, Avraham Avinu told Sarah, Lushi, Vasi Ugais, go bake the bread. But he never served the bread. What happened? Right? He only gave the Vayikachema v'chalav uven habakar. He gave them butter and milk and meat. What happened to the bread? So what happened? She became Anida. So Sarah became Anida. So one major question is, this is just like no extra charge, okay? Just like for a side point. The Achrayim ask, it's Gevaldig Akasha, why would she say, Achare Beloisi Hoysali Edna, after I'm worn out, I'm going to become smooth again? I'll never have a child. How am I going to have a child? Lady, you were just Paris Nida, okay? You're 90 years old, and you were Paris Nida. So that means, you know, you're back in business. So then why are you wondering, Achare Beloisi Hoysali Edna? That's one Kasha L'Achrayim. Okay? It's a very interesting question. Another Kasha L'Achrayim. Sarah was Paris Nida. Yes, so what? So what? You know anybody in this? You know anybody who, if the woman was Paris Nida, if she didn't go to mikveh, you can't eat her challah? What relevance is it that Sarah was Paris Nida? No, Avraham Avinu was makbid, that what? He didn't eat chulin. He ate chulin b'tahara, right? There's such a chumrah. Avraham Avinu only ate chulin b'tahara. Okay, good for him. Why is he imposing his chumrah on these three strangers? Right? If let's say you have a chumrah, you know, you don't eat Shabbos lunch until you finished learning the daf with Tosfos. Let's say that's your chumrah. And you have guests over in your house. So now they're supposed to sit around twiddling their thumbs. It's 3 p.m. You're holding on the second to last Tosfos. Say, you know, when are we eating? I'm learning Gemara, I'm Shif. Pal, you know, you could keep whatever, feed your guests. What relevance is it that Avram Avinu ate Chulin B'Tahara? Who cares? Why do they have to eat Chulin B'Tahara? The Pardes Yosef asked that question. Okay, good kasha, right? Okay, but I'm not talking about that this morning. Now, what? You want answers? I can't answer all the questions. Those are just like... The first one? What was the first one?
How'd she doubt that she would have children if she just became a nida?
I saw an answer, but I don't really understand it. That she saw a little bit of dam, but she didn't know what it was. And then when she smoothed out, afterwards, after the malachim came, Lemafreya, she realized that when she was paras nida before, she was paras nida. And lefi, one of the shitois, you become a nida retroactively. I don't really understand, because even if she's not tamei, the fact that she saw dam means something's going on. I didn't really fully understand. I don't understand that answer. Anyway, I want to tell you another approach over here. The other approach is that there are two parts of gemilas chasadim. One part is bein adam l'chaveiro. Bein adam l'chaveiro. Let's say I see you're here. You're coming. You're visiting from Lakewood, and you're in this strange place called the Five Towns, and you don't have a place to go for Shabbos. I say, you know, where do you plan on eating? He said, I don't know. I just came to the shul Friday night. I was hoping I would get an invite. Oh, come into my house. You're invited. You're gonna have the best meal ever. That's a mitzvah of bein adam. There's another aspect of chesed. Now, let's say I see an ani. They're poor, so I want to benefit them. I want to make sure that they have money. Let's say you see someone who's sick. They need medicine. They need attention. So I want to provide for them. That's bein adam l'chaveiro. But then there's another mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of v'halachta b'drachav, to go in the ways of Hashem. That just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is compassionate, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is merciful, I should be compassionate. I should be merciful. Is that bein adam l'makom or is that bein adam l'chaveiro? You could say that that aspect of emulating the ways of Hashem, v'halachta bidrachav, go in His ways, like we said by Shal Shudas yesterday, lech lecha, go to the kaf hadimyon, right? Emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's between you and God. Obviously, the way it will display itself is the way you conduct yourself to other people. But the achievement of walking in the ways of Hashem is between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, let's think for a moment. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why did Hashem create the world? Olam chesed yibana, to do chesed. But wait a second. Nobody's hungry. Nobody needs money. Nobody's sick. Nobody needs a home. So what do you mean Hashem created the world? Think about it. Hashem created the world to give us clothing, to give us food, to give us shelter. But we're not here, so we don't need it. So why did Hashem do it? Don't tell me Hashem created the world to do chesed. But if we don't exist, we don't need the chesed. So why did Hashem create the world in the first place? The answer is, Hashem didn't create the world. Hashem, because, oh, these poor people are walking around, I better clothe them, I better feed them, I better house them. Hashem is intrinsically toiv, and therefore Hashem had a desire to be meitiv. So Hashem created in order to do chesed. You understand? In other words, Hashem didn't see Nebuch people walking around and then say, oh, let me help them out. Hashem created us in order to do chesed to us. So therefore, if you are going to be emulating Hashem, then it's not just sufficient to say, oh, this guy over here, he needs clothing, let me clothe him. This guy over here needs food, let me feed him. This person needs hospitality, let me give him a meal. Then you're not emulating Hashem. in order to emulate Hashem, you need to have a desire to do chesed even before the need arises. The Halachta B'drachav says, you have to walk in the ways of Hashem. In that case, when Avram Avinu is mitzta'er, that he can't emulate Hashem and do achnasas orchem, he's not doing the Bein Adam Lachaveroi aspect of the chesed. It's not that he's saying, oh, I wish people were hungry so I could feed them. It's better if nobody was hungry. Imagine someone's driving around with a Hatzala car. I wish somebody would need emergency services so I can help them. You know, some people, when they get the Hatzala call, they're off. But like to look forward to the Hatzala call, there's something off with that a little bit. You know, you'd be better if nobody had any, you know, critical emergencies. But that's the aspect of Bein Adam Lachaveray. But in terms of emulating HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person should have a desire that they wish they could emulate Hashem and almost have situations that they can help people. Obviously, they don't want anyone to suffer. But in order to emulate Hashem in the highest sense, then it would be necessary to, so to speak, even when you're in the middle of learning, a person could desire, I wish I could emulate Hashem and help people. So Avram Avinu's tsar, that he wishes he could do achnasas orchem, it's not the Bein Adam l'chaveroi aspect of it, it's the Bein Adam l'amakoim aspect of it.
Is that greater than
Torah? Now, in that case, well, that was the first answer. Is that greater than, so 1 second. So it would come out then that perhaps if somebody was on the level that they wanted to emulate Hashem, in other words, to have opportunities to do chesed, then even if they're in the middle of learning, according to this approach, it would come out, is it greater than chesed? It's not greater than Torah. But it's a mitzvah. It's not inappropriate to have that thought.
He was doing both. He was doing that parts of Torah while he was emulating.
Yeah, well, that's the first answer. The first answer is, it's not chesed. It's Torah on a higher darga. This answer is trying to identify that there are two aspects of chesed. There's the chesed of Bein Adam L'Chaveroi, and then there's the aspect of Bein Adam L'Makom. Now, according to this, even though when it comes out, if you gave tzedakah to a con artist, you don't get reward, you won't get reward for the mitzvah of tzedakah of helping people. But what if somebody wanted to emulate Hashem and says, Hashem gives tzedakah to mankind, I want to give tzedakah? Then in that case, even if he ended up giving tzedakah to a con artist, maybe the aspect of a halachta bedrachav you would get reward for. Maybe that part of a halachta bedrachav you would get reward for. And for that, you for sure need kavana. Because there the mitzvah is not the result, the mitzvah is the act. So when we say you don't need kavana for tzedakah, you don't need kavana for the Bein Adam L'Chaveroi aspect of tzedakah. Because there the mitzvah is the result that your friend is benefiting from. But the aspect of giving tzedakah, of emulating Hashem, then it would come out, you sure do need kavana, right? Good ha'ara. You would need kavana for that. And then it would come out that Avram Avinu, so then, back to the Chavetz Chaim HaSharon's question of why was Avram Avinu rewarded? He didn't do anything. Answer is, he's not being rewarded for the mitzvah of tzedakah. He's not being rewarded for the Bein Adam L'Chaveroi mitzvah. He's being rewarded for the Bein Adam L'Amakoim aspect, namely that his intention was to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that he did, irrespective of the recipient. In other words, it comes out then that the Gemara in Baba Kama, that Yirmiyah prayed, that the Anshei Anasai, I'll tell you like this, you ready? Another Chiddush. When Yirmiyah prayed that the Anshei Anasai should give tzedakah to people who are not Mehuganim, so you'll ask, according to what we're saying, but then they're going to be rewarded anyway. They're going to be rewarded, not for the tzedakah, they're going to be rewarded for emulating Hashem. The answer is no, they're not. They're Rishayim. They'll never have Kavana that they want to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That wasn't their Kavana. The problem was, they're giving charity. And when they give charity, perforce, someone's benefiting. So they can get reward for that. So that, Yirmiyah Davened, that it should end up in the hands of Anashim She'ena Mehuganim. So the Anshe Anasos, they're empty from both aspects. There was never a Havamina that they were going to be rewarded for trying to emulate Hashem, because that was never their kavana. They never had that in mind. Elamai, they should be rewarded because they benefited. No, Yirmiyah Davened that they should fall into hands of Anashim She'ena Mehuganim.
Why? Why did he want that?
Because they were rotten people, and he didn't want them to get reward. But now, why was Avraham Avinu rewarded for his chesed? But after all, he gave it to people who didn't need it. So we're saying he wasn't rewarded. He's not being rewarded for the tzedakah aspect. He's being rewarded for his emulating Hashem. And then the result is not the focus. Then the attempt is the focus. Have a great day, everyone. Brach v'atzlach, shkayach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.